Welcome to Built, Wired, and Secured, the podcast where we explore how modern buildings are designed, connected, and protected in the real world. I'm Alex Worgen, and in today's episode, we're diving into shadow networks, when undocumented Wi-Fi and IoT create operational blind spots, why it matters, where projects usually go wrong, and what decision makers need to understand before problems show up in production. Joining me today is Michael Harrington, and together we'll break this down from a practical, real-world perspective. Picture this. It's a Thursday morning, tenants are logging on for a big all-hands, and the building network slows to a crawl. The help desk traces it to a strange mesh of small repeaters in a tenant fit-out, devices the facilities team never approved. And every time technicians try to quarantine traffic, a vendor-managed sensor loses connectivity, and an access control panel reports intermittent failures. Troubleshooting drags on for hours because no one has a baseline of what devices are on the air. Tenants are frustrated, operators are scrambled, and that critical meeting runs late. That's a shadow network outage.
From an operational standpoint, that scenario is all too familiar. What breaks if this goes down? Tenants feel it immediately. Voice, video, badge readers. And because these networks are undocumented, every minute to identify scope and ownership stretches mean time to repair. I've seen one of those mornings turn into a full day of coordination with vendors and tenants just to map a handful of rogue access points.
Let's step back for a second and define terms. When we say shadow networks, we mean any wireless or IoT stack running in the property that isn't inventoried or governed by the building's IT or facilities team. Contractor Wi-Fi used during commissioning, tenant IoT hubs, vendor-managed environmental sensors, temporary test networks, even consumer-grade repeaters. They're invisible until they cause trouble.
Exactly. And they appear in predictable places. During tenant fit-outs, contractors bring temporary wireless to load test systems. During commissioning, contractors will stand up local Wi-Fi to configure IP devices. Vendors leave sensors on their cloud management plane. Tenants deploy IoT for convenience, smart lighting, AV, environmental controls. Each of those decisions looks small in isolation, but multiply them across a campus, and you have a crowded RF environment and an undocumented operational surface.
Let's walk through that more deliberately. Where in the project lifecycle do shadow networks most often get introduced, and why do they persist even after turnover?
They usually show up at three lifecycle points: during construction and commissioning, at tenant fit-out, and during maintenance or upgrades. In construction and commissioning, teams need connectivity fast. Contractors spin up local APs to get devices talking. During tenant fit-out, tenants and their integrators bring their own gear. And during maintenance, vendors add sensors or remote management without formal onboarding. They persist because procurement and occupancy processes don't always require registration of wireless devices, and operational handoff often focuses on contracts and drawings, not a live inventory of RF assets.
So we have sources and persistence. The next challenge is discovery. How do you find these networks without disrupting tenant services or trampling privacy?
Start low impact. Passive RF scanning is the least intrusive step. Walk the floors with a spectrum analyzer or a managed Wi-Fi scanner and log SSIDs, channels, signal strengths, and MAC OUI info. Correlate that with known inventories. For traffic level discovery, use consented, sampled telemetry at network egress points rather than broad invasive captures. Avoid active measures like deauthentication or channel reassignments until you have ownership and a communication plan. Those actions can disrupt legitimate tenant services and escalate the problem.
And how do teams prioritize what they find? Not every rogue SSID requires the same response.
Prioritize by impact. Anything interfering with critical infrastructure, access control, building management, emergency communications, gets immediate escalation. Next tier are networks causing capacity issues on shared channels or congesting backhaul. Low-impact consumer devices that don't touch core systems can be scheduled for tenant outreach and education. Always weigh the operational cost of enforcement against tenant disruption. That's the trade-off. Heavy-handed tactics are quick but risk relationships. Soft governance takes time but preserves continuity.
Let's talk about consequences in technical terms. What are the concrete impacts shadow networks have on security and uptime?
Interference and capacity are immediate problems. Overlapping channels and uncoordinated APs reduce throughput and increase packet loss. Operationally, undocumented devices expand the surface you must consider during incident response. You can't isolate a problem if you don't know what's sharing the air or the IP space. That elongates troubleshooting, causing higher mean time to repair. Security-wise, unmanaged IoT often lacks enterprise controls and can be an entry point or a pivot for attackers. Even if there's no malicious intent, lack of inventory complicates forensic work and regulatory reporting if an incident occurs.
Given that, what governance patterns actually scale across a portfolio of properties?
Three patterns scale. 1. Vendor and tenant onboarding templates that require device registration and a minimal security posture. 2. A baseline discovery cadence, passive RF scans at handoff and scheduled quarterly sweeps. And 3. A playbook for temporary networks that defines approved durations, frequency plans, and escalation. Pair those with lease language or service order addenda that make registration a condition of occupancy. Importantly, offer low-friction alternatives. Provide a managed temporary SSID for contractors so they don't need to bring their own gear.
Michael, can you share a couple of quick field cases where shadow networks showed up and what you did about them?
Case 1. During a tenant move-in, several contractors deployed small wireless extenders to reach an equipment closet. That created co-channel interference with an adjacent tenant's VoIP system. We used a passive scan to identify the SSIDs and signal sources, then scheduled a coordinated evening window. We provided a temporary managed AP and requested contractors migrate to it. The quick win. Interference cleared, and the tenant's calls returned to normal the next morning. Lesson: have a managed temporary SSID ready and document the handoff. Case 2. A vendor-managed environmental sensor mesh was beaconing at odd intervals and periodically consuming an atypical amount of DHCP leases. Initially, it looked like a DHCP storm. Instead of sweeping devices, we contacted the vendor via the onboarding channel, confirmed a firmware issue, and applied a controlled update during a low-impact window. Lesson: vendor coordination and an onboarding path save time. Don't treat vendors like unknowns.
Those are useful. For teams listening right now, what are the concrete first steps they can implement this week? Give us a short checklist.
Short checklist. 1. Run an initial passive RF and SSID inventory across critical floors and document findings. 2. Publish a simple vendor and tenant onboarding template that requires device registration and a contact for troubleshooting. 3. Offer a managed temporary SSID for contractors and include it in your construction playbook. 4. Prioritize remediation by impact. Protect access control and emergency comms first. 5. Schedule quarterly passive sweeps and post-change scans after major fitouts. 6. Create an escalation runbook so everyone knows who to call when an undocumented device is found.
Those are clear and actionable. If listeners want the templates, the passive scanning checklist, and the vendor notification language, where should they go? Visit the show notes and resources page for this episode at the GDS Technology site to download the checklist, onboarding templates, and a starter runbook. You'll also find links to recommended passive scan tools and sample lease language you can adapt. Built to last, wired with intention, secured for the real world. That wraps up today's episode of Built, Wired, and Secured. We covered how undocumented wireless and IoT, shadow networks, create operational blind spots, and offered a practical way to find, prioritize, and remediate them without alienating tenants. Thanks for spending time with us. Until next time, make sure the systems you're responsible for are built to last, wired with intention, and secured for the real world.